From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He said this disappointing growth rate could worsen. The IMF's newest World Economic Outlook cuts the global growth forecast 0.2% to 3.2%. Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard says nearly 2,000 migrants and refugees were rescued Monday off the Libyan coast. Officials say 8 rescue operations rescued the migrants from the overcrowded vessels they were on. They were then taken to Sicily. Meanwhile, Austria says it is planning to reintroduce tighter border controls along the country's shared border with Italy amid fears of a new migrant influx. At least 8 people have been killed in new U.S. airstrikes targeting al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia. A Pentagon spokesman says unmanned drones were used in attacks that took place Monday and Tuesday. The Pentagon spokesman put the death toll at 12 militants. Prosecutors in Belgium say they have charged 2 people in connection with the terrorist attacks last month in Brussels. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offenses as Smail F. and Ibrahim F. Police have arrested 6 other people in the incident. The Chinese government doesn't like the statement by G7 foreign ministers expressing concern over territorial disputes in the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman accused the G7 of hyping up maritime issues and fueling tensions in the region. This is VOA News.